The Pocono region is known for exceptional hospitality. Jana Genslinger of the nonprofit Settlers Cares says the mission of the organization is to provide help to workers in the hospitality region if anyone is facing an immediate crisis. Jana Genslinger takes the story from here.
Settlers Cares was actually the brainchild of my brother, Justin Genslinger.
What is the premise behind Settlers Cares? What does that mean?
Settlers Cares has the focus of supporting hospitality workers across the Pocono Mountains when they experience a time of crisis. It really was about forming a crisis fund that would be available to small business owners, medium-sized business owners and their employees across the Pocono Mountains so that if something happened where the bottom fell out of someone's life and that could lead to financial collapse, because of what they were managing, there would be immediate support to jump in and say, here's a grant that will get you through till some other bigger resources might kick in for that individual. So it started almost like an employee crisis fund, but not for the Settlers Hospitality employees, for the employees of hospitality workers anywhere in the Poconos.
What a perk to be going for a job interview to know that there is something like that should anything occur.
Yeah, and some of the bigger businesses, and Settlers Hospitality is still a small business, but we feel big in the Poconos because the majority of the businesses in the Poconos are small, 10 employees or less, 5 employees or less. When you're a small business, you're everything. You're the accountant, you're the HR representative, you are the face of the organization, you are the dishwasher, the landscaper, everything. And so when one of your beloved employees is in trouble, what do you do? How do you help? This organization is there to support and help the hospitality worker, regardless of where they're working in the Poconos. Nearly a third of the workforce in the Pocono Mountains works directly in the hospitality industry. And so we're reaching a lot of our neighbors with the services that we have. In the last 3 years, so much has happened. You know, we started with a crisis fund, and that was really just immediate relief for someone that had a big crisis. And then we were using that data for the different people that were applying, like, what do people need? And that started to inform other programs. We saw a lot of data around people who were unhoused, or because of the crisis they were facing, they were about to be unhoused if they didn't have help. And so we've spent a lot of time thinking about how do we help folks in our region that are either unhoused or about to be unhoused. And then food scarcity comes up. And so we've developed some programs to support a little bit around food scarcity. And transportation is a major barrier for folks. And so we've developed 2 programs that help with transportation as well.
You've just given me 3 completely different prongs of need and being able to assist, being able to help. So have you helped anyone along the way within these last 3 years?
With the Crisis Fund, we've helped dozens of people across the 4 counties of the Poconos and actually a few other counties if their business was affiliated with the Poconos. Those individuals, it could be they have a medical crisis, which means they can't work right now, which means they can't keep the lights on for their children at home and the heat on for their children at home. So we're able to swoop in and pay that electricity bill so that the heat stays on through the winter for the family. In other cases, if it's a major medical crisis, we are able to provide that same type of relief. Sometimes it's to pay the medical insurance, the employee portion, so they can keep their insurance through the medical crisis. We've done that for a lot of people. But then if there's a complex crisis, there might be more financial need than we can provide. So we've been able to then help the individual figure out what can they and their loved ones do to find ways to sponsor something. A lot of the time a church will support in that way and do a breakfast for the family or a GoFundMe, things like that. And so we're able to help almost in a wraparound way. So in addition to the programs and resources we can provide, sometimes I connect them to other programs like, United Way has a Give Them Warmth program. They can go over there and look at that. So I'm trying to plug folks in to the different resources that they have to help them navigate the crisis.
Have you ever heard of anything like this, or is this something novel?
I've heard of many things like it, and I think we're unique in some ways. We are very much thinking about our community. That's why I was so touched when you invited me to Community Connections, because we're thinking about how can we support our neighbors and our friends, the people that we see every day in the community. And so I think that might be the unique portion, that it's not really connected to one particular business. It's for the hospitality region. There are other programs across the nation that help hospitality workers. I think the way we're different is that we're really locally focused here in the Pocono Mountains and thinking about the unique challenges in the Poconos. And that's really where the data came from for our food program, where especially in the northern Poconos, the travel and tourism in the northern part of the Poconos is extremely seasonal. And you will see in the winter that folks in hospitality have a lot more scarcity to manage in terms of what work is available and in terms of how many tourists are coming to the region and how local folks a lot of the time hunker down at home and they might not be out and about as much. That's really where the grocery gift card program came into play, and we partner with Weis Market because they have stores across the Poconos, so they will serve most neighborhoods across the Poconos. And if folks are in a full or partial layoff, they can apply for the $200 grocery gift card. Or if they are in that bridge period between work and a service kicking in. So for example, if someone isn't working because they've just had a baby, and we know that in Pennsylvania, there's not a lot of maternity leave and things like that. So we want to make sure that those families, if they need the money for the groceries, they can apply for that gift card. And that's where one of our transportation supports comes in, because I'm listening to folks that are benefiting and they're saying, well, I can't get to Weis because I don't have a car and because there's not a lot of taxi services that are within my area. And if there is a taxi service, it might cost $30 just to get to Weis and $30 to get home. So we partner with a local taxi service, Time Away Transportation, and we provide the voucher for the taxi so that you can go to get the groceries during the bridge period. Or if someone's on a medical leave and they're waiting for their short-term disability to kick in, that could be 2 weeks. And so that's where the grocery gift card program comes in. And just in 2025 alone, we supported 50 people across the Poconos with those resources.
This is incredible to hear, because can you imagine those in the hospitality business in and around the Poconos that if anything should happen, they know that if they have to miss work, you might be able to help them out.
Yeah, and I'm excited that you heard about us and that you invited us here, because one of my big missions is to get the word out, letting folks in the Poconos know that if you're working in the hospitality sector, that there is a nonprofit that is focused solely on supporting the workforce in hospitality in the Poconos. Not everyone knows about us yet because we're so small and we're so new. So getting the word out is something that's very important to me.
This nonprofit is 3 years old, but how long did it take to come up with all of these ideas and make all of the connections and to have the plan?
I have an uncle who's an artist, and I asked him a similar question. How long does it take you to make a copper bowl? And he said, the real answer is a lifetime, because you're crafting and you're honing your skill set. And I would say in Settlers Cares, it's really crafting and honing the neighborhood connections and relationships that decades and a lifetime come together for something big like this. In terms of how I was raised, if you had an idea in my family, it was like, you have the idea today and tomorrow you go get it done. And so in one way, when my brother is like, hey, I want you to work with me and do this, because he said, Jana, this is right up your alley. I've worked in the education sector, spent most of my work before I returned to hospitality a few years ago, was in supporting children that had the deck stacked against them. I was mostly in Washington, D.C. and New York City doing this work in the charter school sector. And so fighting generational poverty, or fighting the systems that make it so hard to overcome issues around poverty and removing barriers, puts the fire in my belly, is just making sure that I lend my hands to the struggle. There's a group, Sweet Honey in the Rock. They have a great song, Give Your Hands to Struggle. And that's kind of how I was raised to think about my life, making sure that I am part of solutions wherever I go and whatever I do. The things that have informed my knowledge base and my life story, as well as my brother and my parents and everyone else that's involved, I think it takes all of that power and talent coming together. But I really have to say, in our county, I'm from Wayne County, Pennsylvania, and now I live in Pike County, which is right across the river. But I'm so impressed with my community. I'm so deeply grateful for how we work together. And that reminds me of another song, Carole King, that song Tapestry.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that's how things like this work, is when hundreds of people come together. And that's what takes my breath away with Settlers Cares, is the hundreds of people that have helped us to get this work done. It brings tears to my eyes, really, to see the power of our communities coming together. I was thinking about it driving over here. We have an event coming up March 29th, the Chili and Wing Cook-Off. And over 20 cooks come together for a contest to cook chili and wing. And then they're cooking off and everybody comes out. It's a great party. We have fun every year. But this is the kind of thing where everyone says, yeah, I'll help out, no problem. And that's really what I see across the Pocono Mountains. We're a small neighborhood community where people come together to help each other get great projects done.
When people think of the Pocono Mountains, they think of tourism and travel and that amazing cuisine and beautiful accommodations, which is all there. But they don't realize that it does take work and it does take a lot of good and dedicated people. And sometimes they fall on hard times, given economy and so forth. This kind of an idea has long legs. If you had the next plan or the next phase of Settlers Cares, what would it be?
I think we're right on the precipice of phase two, but I would call the first phase that grassroots phase, where it's hustle and struggle and like, what can we do? And there's that enthusiasm around a brand new thing. And we've been in that phase for the last 3 years. And we are really putting a stake in the ground in terms of developing affordable workforce housing. And that is phase two. And we're absolutely excited by what could be happening in phase two. So in phase one, we have a shared housing program, and we've helped dozens of people that were unhoused, also unemployed. And those individuals were able to receive wraparound support in the Settlers Cares Hospitality Haven. The challenge is that I have a lot of people who would like to join the Hospitality Haven, and I have a limited number of space. I'm only able to serve 8 residents at a time. And so when folks join the Hospitality Haven, they're able to have a job that's within walking distance of where they live. They are able to benefit from the grocery gift card program if they need it, the taxi voucher program if they need it. But also they jump on a career path. So they have 6 months to think through, what am I gonna do? What's gonna be the passion that I pursue in my work life? And so I've been able to connect folks with apprenticeship programs through the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association and the National Restaurant Association, if their hopes and dreams are for hospitality. But we also recognize that not everybody has that aspiration. A lot of the times that job in the hospitality sector is the bridge to the next career move. And so we've been able to connect folks to programs like the Monroe Technical College, because I have someone in the Hospitality Haven who wanted to be a welder. So those are the kinds of things that we're able to do with their career pathway. And then they have a service project toward the house where, you know, it's kind of like this idea of like, leave the place better than you found it. And we had one program participant, and he actually was the genesis of our other transportation program. He doesn't have a car, doesn't have a driver's license. He lives across the street from his job, but his mom lives 3 miles away. And so to see mom, he either had to take a taxi, and because it was on the county lines, it was a $25 taxi ride to see mom, who's 3 miles away. And so we thought together, well, what if there were some e-bikes at the house and everybody could use them as they needed to get to see their family or get to the pharmacy or get to the bank,
whatever it was that they needed to handle, their groceries. And so we partner with Sawmill Cycle, which is a business in Honesdale, and they've done similar bike programs. And so Dan Corrigan over there walked me through it, but also the folks who lived at the Hospitality Haven came up and met with Dan and his team, and they got to talk about, well, which bike would be most useful. And they designed basically this bike program that is helping folks have the autonomy to live a full, meaningful life. Because imagine, like, you have a job across the street, but you can't see your mom who's just down the road, right? And so his service project has helped everybody else that's come through the program. What we're looking at now is, one, how can we replicate that program? Because the rent for that program is $258 a month, which includes all utilities, even the Wi-Fi. It's a shared program, so it's not for everybody, right? Think dorm style. But it is just right for some folks that really need it as a bridge while they save and prepare either to buy a house or to have an apartment that they can have by themselves. The challenge is the scarcity of the housing. And so that's where, for phase two, we're really putting our stake in the ground, and we're excited. We're planning with partners across Wayne and Pike County to start and thinking through, well, what can we do to make sure that there are affordable housing options for folks that are in the hospitality and other sectors, that in the workforce in our region, to make sure that the housing matches what they can afford. The wait list just for a one-bedroom apartment can be really extreme. But also, you'll see one-bedroom apartment listed for $3,000 in some of our tourism towns. And so we need housing units that are more pitched toward the residents who live here and work here and play here.
This whole project sounds to me as a building up. You're constantly building up the people who are working in the hospitality business. If you need food, you're covered. If you need housing down the road, you're covered.
Some folks will never need this that are working in our sector, but we do recognize that a lot of the workforce will need that. And so we're excited to be that safety net in the event that someone does. And of course, for me, with students, very passionate about education and what does it mean for young people that are struggling to enter adulthood. And so in the housing programs, I'm really thinking about the unhoused youth that live in our region. But in Wayne and Pike County, there's four school systems, and there's an estimated 400 unhoused high school students in those counties within the schools. What if there was a program where, okay, they're 17 turning 18 when they're in school, and now they're suddenly 18 as an adult? What happens? What do they do? And what if we're able to work with the school systems and have housing with wraparound services that teaches the financial education they would need with a job and a career path that works for that individual and connected to mentors and things like that? And suddenly, that's a really different way to enter the world as an 18-year-old adult. What encourages me is people like you and people like the Wayne Pike Workforce Alliance and the Wayne County Community Foundation and the Wayne Tomorrow Group. All of these different people are thinking together about how do we meet the challenge? How do we meet the need? And that's what puts wind in my sails, is knowing that together we're stronger. We're not the only ones working on it. And that's where the power of our community, I think, really comes in to make change for the future. My spirit is called for this. There isn't a way for me to avoid it. It's who I am, right? I think that's what makes us all unique. I'm called for this work. And so I do that which is in me to do. I couldn't undo it because it would be not being Jana, right? to undo it.
You're the perfect representative for this new endeavor. There's a wonderful ease. There's a terrific sense of empathy that you have, and it shows. Let's look a couple years from now. How do you expect Settlers Cares is going to be received, and how do you think it's going to burgeon?
Great question. I think with any change, especially in small communities, if we are able to have exciting new initiatives, making sure we engage with folks is key for all of those things.
Maybe they'll take a cue from you. they did something so good for me that I got back on my feet, so maybe I can pay it forward in some form or fashion.
That already happens. The folks in the Hospitality Haven look out for folks. So when I let people know, hey, we're welcoming somebody home today, the folks that are already living there are just thinking about how do I make it a good welcome for that person. And that's the idea around the service initiative in the core values of the Hospitality Haven is how do you leave it better than you found it?
What it sounds like to me is that it is a very well thought out business decision with regard to starting Settlers Cares. But you also think it's somewhat of a ministry, too.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I see so much service in our region of the Poconos. There is never a time when, if somebody needs help, our neighbors are there to provide the assistance. That's my experience of our powerful community and that idea of the tapestry we've been talking about. At the end of the day, that's what our humanity is, right? All of us as human beings, I think, in a way, we're set to that default state to help each other.
Special thanks to Jana Genslinger of Settlers Cares, a nonprofit organization assisting workers in the entire Pocono hospitality region with programs, initiatives, and financial assistance in the event of a crisis. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.